It only took about 2 minutes and a bang of the gavel for the UN Security Council to extend ISAF security forces in Afghanistan for another year. Security Council President for October, Gert Rosenthal of Guatemala, says that Afghanistan's progress must be secure and that a plan for the Security Council to visit Afghanistan that was rumored to be dead is very much alive.
It's still alive. The Council wants to make a mission to Afghanistan. It got hung up on three or four separate issues. They're trying to combine a visit to Afghanistan with other countries, and it's been kind of difficult to get agreement from all parties.
Rosenthal acknowledged that another country to be possibly visited in the same trip is Yemen, but there are complications, and he says the trip should happen in November. A number of recent reports have expressed concern that Afghanistan will fall into chaos after U.S. troops leave in 2014. UN officials say that's nonsense and that after that point, Afghanistan will continue to grow even if it hits the occasional roadblock. The 12th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan passed just 2 days ago. UN envoy to Afghanistan Jan Kubits told reporters in Kabul on Tuesday that Afghanistan should continue to flourish after U.S. troops leave at the end of 2014. Martin Nasirki, spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, agrees, and he also spoke of security and development as one of three main UN priorities for Afghanistan.
Security with development, and that's really crucial, ensuring that you're able to deliver on the areas, not just development, but including governance and rule of law.
He added that the other two priorities are clean elections and continuing humanitarian work. Kubits said he's encouraged that the 2014 Afghan election will go fairly and that UN personnel are working alongside Afghans to make that happen. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is constitutionally prohibited from running for a third term. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.